Okay, good morning. I guess there's no announcement, so I'll just jump right on in. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly, and I will be your host this morning. By chance, do we have any first-time callers this morning that would like to say good morning? All right, then it's just us family. The online prayer request this morning is as follows. The first one is from LaTanya Weston. It's for herself. As I will be going into surgery tomorrow morning, please pray that everything goes smoothly. Thank you, my DV family. Second online prayer request is from JC. It is for the Faulkner family, praying for God to strengthen the family during this very trying time. Thank you, Victors. The order of the call is as follows. The scripture reading will be by Rhoda. Our declaration will be by Brother Eric. First prayer warrior is Carolyn. Tiffany's not going to be able to pray this morning, so if someone could step in, that'd be great. Prayer warrior number three would be Pretty Patrice, and closing us out will be Elder Paulette. I will repeat that. Scripture, it will be read by Rhoda. The declaration will be by Brother Eric. First prayer warrior will be Sister Carolyn. Second prayer warrior will be whoever will step in. Third prayer warrior will be Pretty Patrice, and closing us out will be Elder Paulette. If you have not already done so, please remember to mute your line so that we will have a clear recording. You can use your standard mute feature on your phone, or you can use star 6. Be blessed as I pass the call on to Rhoda. Love you guys. See you at the top of the hour.
Good morning, family. Today's scripture is coming from Psalm chapter 30. Verse 5, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word as I pass the call.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is having a good time this Sunday. Hopefully you're in your beds are wherever you are at, you know, nice, calm, peaceful Sunday. Once again, my name is Eric Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to Camp Victory Boot Camp and Professional Christian Military Education and Leadership. We call that PCMEL, and it's one of the programs and part of Camp Victory. In Camp Victory, I want to introduce you to your instructor for today. And so without further ado, I will now turn this over to Tech Sergeant Washington. Tech Sergeant Washington. Thank you, sir.
Wake up! Get up! Get up! Get out your beds! Get up! Get up! Get up! Get your uniforms on! Come on now! Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up! The enemy's coming. He's like a flood. Get up! Get up! Put those boots on, soldiers! Come on! Come on! Fall out! Fall out! Come on upstairs! Come on upstairs! Yes! Yes! Fall in! Fall in! Are you woke, ladies? Are you alert? Welcome to Camp Victory! This is Boot Camp, Professional Christian Military Educational Leadership School. Right now, we're going to stand at attention. And then now, I'm going to tell you to fall in five by five. That means 5 men at the front, all the way down. You're going to line up from the tallest to the smallest. All right, let's get it. Let's get it going, ladies. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All right. We're at attention now. We will begin to march. Soldiers, attention! Alert! March! Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Soldier Jones, stay in trap! Left by left, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Keep it up now. Left, right, left. You gotta get off of your left, your right. You gotta get off of your left, your right. Left, right, left. Soldiers, ho! All right, we are now at the drill grounds, so I need you to cop a squat. Gather around, ladies. Today, I'm going to be instructing you, as I said before, my name is Tech Sergeant Washington. We are going to be talking about a few things. The general subject will be spiritual warfare and some of the weapons and the mindset we use to fight the enemy. Now, I need you to obey my every word as it was the word of God. Understand? Take your phones off of mute. Take them off right now. Take your phones off mute.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Sound off like you got a pair. Now I need you to repeat after me. I am a soldier of Christ.
I am a soldier of Christ.
Now we'll put that in. Say it like you mean it.
I am a soldier of Christ.
That's better. How you going to scare the enemy if you ain't got no voice? All right. We're going to be talking about today exactly who you are, a soldier of Christ. Remember, you have the victory. Here at Camp Victory, it is not just a monogram that's printed on your uniform. Declare victory is not just your moniker. It is your motto. It is the mantra we chant when we go to war against the enemy. It is our manifesto. It is our modus operandi. Declare victory. You are a soldier of Christ. Do you realize that you are part of the finest, the strongest fighting force this world has ever seen? We have never lost a war. And so I need you to understand that when you sleep, when you eat, where you live, every breath you take, you are a soldier of Christ. We fight with unconventional weapons. Our weapons are not carnal, but therefore the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations against those who will come against the very word and the thought and the ideal of God. We are humble, we are meek, we are lowly, but we will inherit the earth. We are poor in spirit. We are no army like anybody else has seen. We do not operate by might or power, but we operate by the Spirit of God. That's what makes us powerful. You have to realize that you have the most honorable profession in the world, because your manual says greater love than he that hath no man, than he that layeth down his life for a friend. You are a soldier. 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, your uniform is always on. Your conduct is always above reproach. You represent the army of God. Here at Camp Victory, it is my duty to inform you and my obligation to equip and to instruct you to be the very best soldier that you can be. All right, I'm going to take it down a notch now that I have your attention. We are going to be talking about spiritual warfare. First of all, first thing is spiritual warfare, like any warfare, know your enemy. Your enemy is a defeated enemy, but does that not mean that he is no powerful, less powerful, or cunning, or insidious? Your enemy goes by the name of Satan. It means accuser of the brethren. He goes by many names. Lord of the flies, father of lies. It is your duty to always be aware of him. Your enemy has been here for over 6,000 years. Your enemy does not sleep. Your enemy is up 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 12 months. He has all the time in the world to study you, to study your weaknesses, to study your mindset. And he has been using one lie and the same lie for over 6,000 years, and we have been falling for that lie every day of our lives. That lie is, thou shalt not surely die. He took the perfect man, a perfect woman, with 100% capacity of her brain. We only use less than 10%. And he got them to fall. He had unmitigated nerve to meet Jesus, his creator, in the wilderness and tempt him. So what do you think he's going to think about you, huh? I'm here to tell you, you are already victorious, but you have to know your enemy. First thing in warfare, spiritual warfare, I'm going to be talking about right now is your attitude. Your attitude. Once again, take your phones off of mute and repeat after me. I am a soldier of Christ.
I am a soldier of Christ.
All right, very good. Put your phone back on mute.
Yes, sir.
Like I said before, we never lost a battle. And if you refer to your manual, you will understand throughout the history of time, great campaigns. The campaign of Jericho. The campaign in which Gideon, with 300 men, 300 mere soldiers of Christ, fought and defeated 125,000 plus without even lifting a single hand. We have to remember the campaigns of King Jehoshaphat, that epic battle of Goliath and David, Moses and the Israelites against the Pharaoh and the army when they were drowned in the Red Sea. So we have to go with that attitude. In the battlefield with our enemy, it starts in the mind. And it is forged in our attitude, a victorious attitude. What do we call ourselves? Declare victory. We live that. And so when we talk about our mindset, I want you to keep it in your mind. You, and you will hear me at certain times refer to this manual. You may call it the Bible, the Holy Bible. It is manual. It is your weapon. It is your uniform code of Christian military justice. It is everything that you need provided to talk about your conduct, your character, your performance, your behavior, the way you fight, the way you live, the way you breathe, eat, and dwell with one another. In your manual, you have 66 books divided into Old and New Testament. You also have even more divided. You have your history. You have your poetry. You have your letters, you have your epistles, your gospels, your major and minor prophets, your law. I want you to acquaint yourself with this book on a daily basis. It will save your life. It will save the life of your soldiers. Once again, I'm talking about the attitude. The attitude, I am a soldier of Christ. You must always have that in the forefront of your mind in battle. If you are caught, If you are bound by the enemy, you will always remember this: I am a soldier of Christ. And you will constantly repeat that to yourself. You will embed that in your soul until you are free from your bondage, until somebody comes to rescue you. And we will. We do not leave anybody on the battle in this army. But until then, until your deliverance, you will remember that you are a soldier of Christ. Hold on for 1 second. Let me get myself situated here. Okay, sorry if I'm a little loud. I heard somebody hang up, but that's okay. Because you know why? Your mama is not here to hold your hand through this boot camp, son. And I call everybody son, so don't get worried about that. Son doesn't mean that, imply gender. I know you're a male, I know you're female. But when I call you son, I'm talking about your rightful title. Son means heirship. Your man, you will refer to that in Romans 8:17, in which he talks about, because the Spirit of God lives in us, we have powers to be called the sons of God. That in the end of this battle, the great war, when we finally put our uniforms down, we will rule heaven with Christ. And so son is indicative of your title. So when I call you son, Sean, that means it's a compliment. Okay, back to what I was talking about. Your attitude. 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. If you have your manual, you can refer to it. And it says this. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, sorry about this. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:7 said, but we have in this treasure earthly vessels that are the excellency of the power, may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our body. That is our attitude. Whether we go through trials, tribulations, or triumphs, we must always remember we are not defeated. Romans 8:11. Sorry about this. Romans 8:11 says this. And if Christ be for us, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. That's a powerful piece of scripture right there. And what he's saying is that the same power to raise our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that same power is the same power that dwells in us. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It's all about your attitude. I want to talk about right now, and we had a lot of things, but I want to talk about one of the things, lesser known strategies in spiritual warfare is laying siege. And what do I mean by laying siege? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Laying siege is a strategy in which a band or army of soldiers will surround a stronghold of the enemy and cut off all the supplies. You do not allow the enemy to go out and eat or feed and nourishment. It is called a war of attrition. And it is through this attrition that you will weaken the stronghold of the enemy, eventually being able to destroy and totally decimate them. Luke 9:23 says, oh, how do we lay a siege? Okay, we lay a siege by sacrifice. If you refer to your manual, Luke 9:23 says, if any man shall be my disciple, he should take up his cross and deny himself and follow, take up his cross daily and deny himself and follow me. So laying siege means, first of all, we need to sacrifice. Siege is an effective weapon to be used against particularly difficult and bogged down enemies, strongholds. For example, your fleshly appetites, your attitudes, and your behaviors. One of our great warriors and philosophers was a man named Richard Baxter. He talks about laying siege to your sins, laying siege to the things that beset you. He said, lay siege to your sins and starve them out by keeping away the food and the fuel, which is their maintenance of life. The ideal is to wear down and weaken your sinful habits. That is the enemy, and to keep them in a perpetual state of death. How do we do that? It is called putting off the things. Colossians 3:8-10 says, but you now also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on a new self, which is being renewed to a true knowledge, according to the image of one who created him. This is how you lay a siege. It is practical and it's specific. You lay aside your old man of life, and you adopt a behavior that is consistent with your new nature. You put off the old, and you put on the new. You weaken old sinful habits, and you cultivate righteous, godly behavior. But notice, our manual, which is the Word of God, it not only tells us which sinful habits to put off, it also goes further and provides righteous replacements. You put off lying, you replace it with truth-telling. You put off stealing, you replace it with working. You put off hatred, you replace it with love. You put off bitterness, you replace it with forgiveness. You put off pride, and you replace it with humility. You put off harshness, and you replace it with gentleness. And you put off coldness, and you replace it with compassion. That is step two in laying a siege. A siege is effective is because it can be employed individually as well as collectively. What are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. You lay siege to your sins in your own personal walk. You know what you need to do. You know if you have a lying tongue. You know if you have a wandering eye. You know if you have a bad mouth. Maybe there's some resentment in your heart. Maybe you got addiction that you haven't dealt with. You lay siege to it. You cut off a supply. And therefore, you weaken it. Collectively, we lay siege to the things that attack us. For example, we have had on this call many a time where one of our soldiers has come with a demonic possession or a stronghold and that we have gathered around. We call it deliverance call. It's laying siege to the enemy. It is an effective, but not well-used, a well-known strategy in this spiritual warfare. But I promise you, if you begin to employ this daily, it takes patience. It takes discipline. But enacted correctly, you can tear down each and every stronghold in your life collectively. We can tear down individually. We can tear down every stronghold in our communities, in our churches, in our workplaces, collectively as declared victory soldiers. This is what I am trying to impart to you. So, therefore, this is what I was talking about. Your attitude first, and one of our strategic, which is laying siege. Now, I can't be here with you for the latter part of the discussion, so I will turn that over to one of our professional Christian military education and leaderships, and I'm sure they will more than able to fill in on my behalf. So with that, I'd like to call to the front Soldier Carolyn Wilson, Soldier Patrice, Soldier Elder Paulette, front and center. I pass the call. Commence praying.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for that order, God. We thank you for that time, God, to lay siege, God, on the sins that easily beset us. You know what that is, God. We know what that is, God. And so we come, God, asking you this morning, God, to help us, God, to help us come to the place, God, that we just come to you and surrender, God, all its fleshly desires, God. Help us today. You know, request. Letting us see a brand new day, a day we've never seen before, God. I want to bless you on this morning. Thank you for just your goodness. Thank you for your watch care. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your providence, God. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for breath, God. Thank you for life, God. Thank you for how you shined on us and how you woke us another day, Jesus. I also want to pray for you, God. There are families. There are many, God, who are need to be comforted, God. And you have said, God, I pray for them because you know where people are, God. And I just pray, Lord God, in the process of grief, that someone will know you better, that someone will reach out to you, God, because they have nowhere else to go but to you, Jesus. Also, family, God, I just want to just thank you, God, for everything. God, I just want to thank you today because, God, help us. Thank you for, God, the weekend that we've had at Wings and Bishop Patterson. God, thank you, God, for that. Man of God. Residual slavery, God. God, we thank you. I thank you. I also want to help us to lay those things down, but we need to do it, God, in your strength. We can't do it on our own, God. We don't have the power to just, you know, lay down stuff and stop, change attitudes. We can try, amen, but you give us the strength. Your Holy Spirit quickens things for us in our hearts and our minds, God, so we can let go, God, so we can have the victory, God. But it's not on our own that we can do it, God, but we can say, okay, Lord, this is where we are. Help us now. Help me now, God. You know where I'm struggling, God. You know where I've been this week. And I thank you, Jesus, for putting it on my heart in order for me to be able to have the victory, in order for me to be able to, you know, overcome it, God. I got to come to you, God. I got to surrender to you, God, and say, Lord, can you help me with this? Because I can't do this, God. I can't do this, God, without your help, God. So I should say, wait a minute, change it. I can now. Thank you, Jesus. I can now. I can have the victory over appetite. I can, God, have the victory over my attitude, God, over my anger, God. I don't have to stay there and let the enemy rule, God. No, I can allow your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide with me, God, as I say, well, you know what? I'm not going that way, and I need you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I could go on. You know I could go on, but I will ask you, God, that you will forgive me, Lord God, for my sin and my shortcoming, Jesus, so this prayer may be heard, God. And I just thank you for your goodness and your grace and your watch care. And, God, thank you for being the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. Thank you, God, Jesus, for making the crooked way straight, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being the nail. Oh, God, I heard that. When something needs to be nailed down, God, you the nail too. Oh, Jesus, thank you for that word. Thank you for that prayer, God. Thank you. I just feel refreshed. I feel refreshed, God. And I want to give you thanks and I want to give you praise because all I have is you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name as I pass the call. Amen.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for a new day, God. We thank you for a new dawn, God. We thank you for a new dominion. We are to take dominion. You have given us victory over the enemy, and we thank you. We thank you for keeping us safe during the night. Father, thank you for that word, for that declaration from a mighty warrior, from Brother Eric Smith. It's so needed. Spiritual warfare is so real. Take your place as warriors. I thank you, God, for waking us up in our right minds, God. I thank you for just the breath of life. I thank you for the ability to hear, to see, to walk, to talk, to feel, God. I thank you this morning, even though some of us are struggling with illnesses in our body, God, you already knew. You knew everything. That's why you gave your son to die on the cross for our sins. So for that, we thank you, God. I thank you for a sound mind of your people, God. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes, the weapons will form, but they won't work because the devil's already defeated and we have the victory. So I thank you on this morning. I thank you for each and every victor. Those that stayed on the line to hear that well-taught declaration, God, and for those that couldn't take it, it's okay because the warriors have, it's an army rising up, and I feel the shift. So I thank you, God, for the frontline ministry. I thank you, God, for the intercessors that stand in behalf of others and declare victory, God. I thank you this morning for Brother Eric's word, God. I thank you for Carolyn's prayer, God. I thank you for the scripture that was read. I thank you for Bubbly that created, God, for the prayer request for each and every one of them that you know, God. You know the needs of your people. Those that are in grief, God, you know how to heal them, God. Those that are fighting sickness in their body, Jehovah Rapha, God, that's who you are. Jehovah Shalom, God of peace, God. Jehovah Nisi, our banner. There's so many names. Jesus, 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 the name above all names. We just thank you on this Sunday morning for Pastor LaVell that's out there in the element. He has to work, God, but you know he has to preach. Continue to cover him and keep him, God, for each and every person on this line, for the visionary, Dion. Continue to bless and keep her and guard and guide her, God. Bless her children. Thank you, God, for Deontay. Thank you for Demarie. Thank you for Josiah, God. I thank you, God, for her extended children and every child that she's come in contact with, that you are blessing their lives, God. I thank you. I thank you for Tanya Alexander, God. I thank you for that mighty woman of God. I thank you for each and every warrior on the call, God. They call in diligently each and every day to just give you praise. It's all about you. It's not about us, God. It's all about you, God. As I'm struggling with it, well, I don't feel good this morning, but I'm not moved by how I feel because I'm giving you praise because you woke us up. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. There is none like you, God. I thank you. I thank you because I can hear. I thank you because I woke up in a warm place. We woke up. We have shelter. Each and every victor on this line, we are grateful. God, we're so grateful. Somebody didn't wake up. We are grateful for a new day, for a new chance, for a new opportunity to do better today than we did on yesterday. So we give you praise, God. I thank you for each and every child represented on Declare Victory, God. I thank you for every marriage that you are binding together, God. I thank you for those that are in waiting, God, that you're preparing them to be who you have created them to be, God. I thank you that we can declare victory because you said it in your word. You say it over and over again that you have given us power. So we have to take our power because it was given to us. So I thank you. I thank you so much, Father God. Continue to bless those families that are getting ready to lay loved ones to rest. I know the home family. Continue to touch the home family, God, and continue to touch Luther Jones' body because you know all about him. You set him free from prison, God, not so he can lay in ICU and fight for his life. God, we see you. There's good that's going to come out of this, too. It's already been good because you're bringing the children together. So for that, I thank you, Father. I thank you for every pastor today, God. I thank you for every person on this line right now, God. I thank you that Tiffany called, let us know that she wasn't in lineup. So we thank you for those that are ready to step in, God. And for those that hang up, it's okay because we got the victory in Jesus. I thank you, God, as I pass the call. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we come thanking you for this day, oh God. Thank you for your spirit, oh God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives down on the inside of each one of us, God. We don't take it for granted, oh God, and we're grateful for your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you for watching over us as we slept last night and letting no hurt, harm, or danger coming nigh to us. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every victor's life. Oh, God, I pray for Dee Dee and her family, oh, God. I know that a lot is going on, oh, God, but we know and we know that we have trust in you, oh, God. I pray that her mom is okay, oh, God. I pray that everything is turned around and that you get the glory out of her life, oh, God. I'm praying for each and every victor's family. I'm praying for every child, oh, God. Young and old, our adult children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that are looking for work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you give them strength in their bodies and give them wisdom, oh God, and guide them and show them in which the way that they should go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that are sick and shut in and are having ailments in their body, oh God. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and we have to stand on your word, oh God, and call out your name, oh God, when we're in pain, when we're not feeling well, oh God, when we're not able to sleep. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for those that requested prayer, oh God, and you know who they are and what they're in need of, oh God, and I call them out to you now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you heal, touch right now, set free, and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being you. Thank you for saving us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our Alpha and Omega, our author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, we trust you, we love you, we adore you, we honor you on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad, oh God, to be victors. Thank you for Brother Eric, oh God, for that awesome declaration. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you for that opportunity to serve, to be under your teaching, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to hide your word in our heart, oh, God, so that we may not sin against you. I come praying for those that are in the military, oh, God. I call out their names now: Tamara Hope, Laurel, Marlo, Oliver, Devin Cook, Oliver, Emerson Lockett, Josiah Striplin, Janae Striplin, Angelica Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Jarvis Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalen Jones, Mari Jackson, Joshua Jackson, Emmanuel Jackson, I pray, oh God, that you continue to cover them, oh God. Isaiah Ramirez, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you give them what they need, oh God. I thank them, oh God, for standing in the gaps, oh God, for each and every soul, oh God, each and every city, each and every state. I thank them for representing the United States of America, oh God. I thank them for their sacrifice in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you, I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh God. And I thank them for the sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that they come home safely, oh God, and that everything that they seek and search for, they receive, oh God, and that they come home in one piece, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for their mothers and their families, oh God. I pray that you give them strength, oh God, to endure the length of time that they're away from their family, oh God. And I pray that you give them peace in their mind and peace in their heart, oh God, knowing that you have them covered in the name of Jesus. I pray for our the head of our state, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that he rule with you in mind, oh God, all the decisions that have to be made, oh God. I pray, oh God, that they think about the Lord Jesus Christ and every soul, every person, every country, oh God, as they rule in the name of Jesus. I pray for our president, oh God. He has decisions to make, oh God. He has appointments to do. And they're so against him, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you continue to use him for your glory, oh God, and that you get the victory out of everything that is going on in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Oakland, Richmond. I pray for all those cities that are warfare, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the youth are dying, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you turn it around, oh God, that you do a new thing, oh God, in each and every city, in the name of Jesus. I come calling out pastors to you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Hope, Pastor Clay Brooks, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt. I pray for Lisa Porter, Evangelist Lisa Porter. I pray for Pastor Benson and Lady Tammy Benson, oh God. I pray for Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Stutz, Pastor Gary Montero, Pastor David Fassel, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Perry and Tammy Moulton, Pastor Betsy Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lord Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James. I pray for Pastor Neville Jones. I pray for Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kirk Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Kamischasi. I pray for Pastor Stan Moulton, Overseer Jeremiah Walker, Kevin B. Hall, Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Bishop Reams, Pastor Brandon and Maria Reams, Dr. Freddie and Deatha Parham, Pastor Oscar Dice. I pray for Pastor J.R. Coleman, Johnny Riley, E.K. Dawson, Aaron Hutchinson, Michael E. Hale, Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas. I pray for Dr. David Ely. I'm sorry, Pastor David Early. I pray for Pastor Lester Cannon Sr., C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Claudel Huey, Pastor Archie Levias Jr. and Sr., Pastor Joe Nobles, Bishop O.J. Williams, Pastor Renee Winston, Pastor Steve Thorner, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Apostle B. Christmas, E.F. Brown, Pastor Kirkland Smith, Bishop Lauren E. Mann, Pastor C.L. Willis, Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor Johann Hunter Sr., Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Isaac Neal. Pastor Glenn Barham, Pastor James Rambert, Pastor Craig Dosman, Pastor Carlton Leonard, Bishop Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Furness, Pastor Leonard Du Sr., Pastor James Broughton, Pastor Horatio S. Jones, Pastor Timothy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Dice, Pastor Audra Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Pastor Gort, and Pastor Van Hook. Father God, I come asking for strength in their bodies. I pray for wisdom, oh God. I pray that you continue to hide your word in their heart so that they won't sin against you. I pray, oh God, that you send a flock, oh God. I pray that you send souls, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you continue to use them for your glory, oh God. I pray that you get the glory out of their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every church that they are attached to in the name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every victor in that church, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you continue to do a new thing in this new year in the mighty name of Jesus. Use them, oh God, for your glory. Let them win souls, oh God. Let you be glorified, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your light so shine so that others may know that Jesus Christ is Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the opportunity again to praise your holy name. Oh God, I trust you. I love you. I adore you. And as I prepare to pass the call, oh God, I thank you for every declared victor. I thank you for the visionary of this line. I pray for her family. I pray that she needed not one of anything, oh God. I pray that you strengthen her mind and strengthen her body. And I pray that everyone that is close to her, oh, that they be blessed as well, oh God. I pray for everyone on the wall that are used for this declared victory call. I pray that you touch each and every victor, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that we continue to be used and that you get the glory out of our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Thank you for saving us. You didn't have to, and we don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted that we are called, and we have a mission, oh God. And I just thank you that we have the strength and the courage to walk in that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, as I pass the call.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We take our rightful seat this morning of authority, Lord God. We stand in attention of your commands and your clear instructions, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we are soldiers in the powerful army of the Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word declares that for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Lord God, you said that we shall take on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we stand this morning, Lord God. We stand, Lord God, having our loins girded around with truth, Lord God, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, oh God. We stand, Lord God, with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, we take the shield of faith, hallelujah, whereby we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, Lord God. And we take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is your powerful word, oh God. And Father God, your word says, praying always. Always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and being watchful, Lord God, and to persevere or in perseverance, Lord God, in supplication for all the saints, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have trained our hands for war, Lord God, and our fingers for battle, Lord God. And this morning, Father God, we establish our lordship. We establish your lordship this morning, Lord God. And we just declare, Lord God, that miracles will take place, Lord God, as we seek your face this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. And we glorify you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. You gathered us this morning, Father God, for war. You gathered us, Lord God, as your spokesman, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that as we come before you this morning, Lord God, that you're going to break forth, Lord God, in our prayers, and you're going to free us, Lord God, from limitations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up your name this morning and give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayers of the righteous, that they avail it much, Lord God. We thank you that we have strength for the battle, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that we come before you in the powerful name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the hand of the enemy is destroyed over our lives and our families, Lord God. We declare and decree your work, Lord God, shall be prevailed, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for it, Lord God, that as we come before you, Lord God, that we have the weapons of our warfare, Lord God. We tear down every stronghold and cast out every imagination, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, that we can command the powers of the enemy, Lord God, to be broken off our lives, Lord God, broken off our ministries, Lord God, broken, Lord God, off of our homes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just declare and decree this morning, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and besides you there is no other, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that as we take our phones off mute this morning, Lord God, we just want to shout out to you this morning and give your name all the glory and all the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Hallelujah. You are the bright and the morning star, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are doing, Lord God, in and through us, oh God. Thank you for the blood that goes against the enemy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the favor that we have upon our lives, oh God. Father God, we advance your kingdom this morning, Lord God, by force, Lord God. We come in agreement, Lord God, with your word concerning us, Lord God, having every place on our feet shall be blessed, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, we walk in your authority. We walk in the boldness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that the enemy is subject to the blood of Jesus and the word of God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the breaker, oh God, and you break forth right now. You break forth and you free us in our minds, oh God. You free us, Lord God, from every fetter. You free us from every jail, oh God. You free us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, in the powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for calling us this morning, Lord God, and knitting our hearts together, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Lord, you said in your word that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, oh God. It's by your spirit, Lord God. And every mountain shall be made a molehill, Lord God. Every crooked place, Lord, shall be made straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are reigning, Lord God, over us, oh God. You're reigning in our families, oh God. That you, Lord God, are reigning in our churches this morning, Lord God. You are reigning, Lord God, on our land, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give your name the glory, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we shall break free of every stronghold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak grace to every mountain, Lord God. We speak grace to every mountain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word declares that the Son of God came to seek and save them which was lost. We thank you, Lord God, for saving souls this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy, oh God. We thank you that every work of the enemy is destroyed right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we'll go forth, Lord God, in your freedom, Lord God. We'll go forth, Lord God, in what you purpose for us to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your purpose prevails, Lord God. Your will prevails.
prevails in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the prophetic word that will not return unto you void, but it will prosper in the things in which you sent it, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, and give your name the highest praise, oh God. We give your name the highest glory. We give your name the highest praise, oh God. We shabbat you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for unity, oh God, in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, for unity in our families, oh God. Thank you for unity in our churches, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Father God, that every word that proceeded out of our mouth this morning, Lord God, Father God, according to your will, according to your purpose, Lord God, shall come to pass, because we speak nothing except the oracles of God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to every mountain, Lord God, to the four winds of the earth, oh God, to the north, west, south, the east, and the west, oh God. And we command, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that every word you've given us shall come to pass, oh God. Thank you for manifesting your power and your glory, Lord God, in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That everyone that is in the grave, Lord God, shall come forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the liberty that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that all the grave clothes shall be released and removed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord God, and we give you the glory that we, Lord God, are not limited by anything, by our minds, Lord God. We're not limited, Lord God, of our circumstances, Lord God. We are a limited people, Lord God, because we serve, Lord God, Almighty God. Thank you, Father God, that you are in control, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless your name, hallelujah. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of decree and the power of declaring, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that your word will never return unto you void, but it will prosper in the things in which you sent it, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory this morning, oh God. Thank you for answering prayers, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that that which is dead shall be alive, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you said in your word that you call those things that need not as though they are. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is bound right now. The spirit of rebellion is bound, Lord God. The spirit of disobedience is bound, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take authority over the spirit of unforgiveness, Lord God, and malice, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we take authority right now over anger, Lord God. We take authority over fear. We take authority over doubt right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we dispel the works of darkness right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that the shield, Lord God, of faith that you've given us, Lord God, will quench every fiery dart of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the calluses of our minds, the calluses of our eyes, Lord God, shall crumble right now, oh God, that people will see the light of your glory, oh God, that people will come into the light, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over darkness right now in our minds, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we war this morning in the Holy Ghost, oh God, and we just declare, Father God, that your will be done, Lord God. We thank you for prospering us this morning, Lord God. Thank you for moving by your spirit right now. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the weapon of our warfare, oh God. We thank you, they're mighty in you, oh God. They're mighty and they're powerful in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this call, oh God. And we just declare your will be done this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that the atmosphere has already been set for miracles, oh God. The atmosphere has already been set, Lord God, for deliverance, oh God. The atmosphere has already been set, Lord God, that we'll move forth in you, oh God, and in the power of your might, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory this morning. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That your time is around for us right now, oh God. Thank you that it is a gift in the Holy Ghost. It is a gift in the Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom will come, oh God. Your will be done in our lives, oh God. Your will be done here on earth. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
You are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you right now. Good morning. Once again, welcome to Declare Victory. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your host this morning. Did we by chance have any first-time callers who may have joined the call after we got started and would like to say good morning? This is your time. Well, if there'll be no first-time calls, are there any victors that joined the call after we got started and would like to say good morning? Good morning.
Good morning, family.
Hey, Missy.
Hey, it's
Dee
Dee. Good morning.
Good morning,
Dee Dee. Hey, family. It's Lisa.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning, it's Sister Carolyn. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Good morning. God said, wake up now. Pray now. Amen.
Woo, Jesus. I woke up for real. But good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bubbly. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
I'd like to tell y'all about my experience last night. The devil tried to get me good.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Jack.
Hey, Bashir. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Julia. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Ollie. Hey, good morning, Miss Charlie. Good morning, Miss Franklin here. Good morning, Miss Jamila. Who else was that? One of the big beautiful people?
It was Miss I had called earlier and got hung up, so I had to call back.
Amen. Glad that you called back. Welcome.
I don't know.
It's Nyjah.
Good morning, Nyjah.
Good morning, Nyjah.
Good morning, it's Adrian.
Good morning,
morning
Adrian.
Morning.
Oh, wow. My phone is frozen, you guys. I'm sorry. And I mean literally frozen.
As long as you're not frozen, it probably
we can still hear you. We can still hear you though, even though it's frozen. Did we lose you, Bubbly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she probably is going to call back in. Maybe she hung up so that she can call back in. But was there, if there wasn't anybody else that wanted to say good morning, was there? Hey, everybody. Hope you're all right, whoever that is. God bless you. All right, if there isn't anybody else, I'm going to ask you to put your phones on mute, please, for the integrity of the call.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay.
The devil thought he had me. The devil thought he had me punked. Did he not know I am a soldier of Christ? Amen. Quit playing. Not this morning. Not this morning. So I'm sorry. Thanks, Pam, for jumping in. If anybody else that joined the call and did I miss that didn't get a chance to say good morning? If not, I will decrease and pass the call on to who was going to be facilitating the love, life, and victory portion of the call. I don't know if Brother E is still there or not. Brother, that was a wake-up call for real. I'm so pumped now. I'm so pumped. Oh, my God. I am so pumped right now. Whew, hallelujah. All right, soldiers, y'all ready? I'm going to pass the call. Be blessed as we go into our day. Love you, each and every one of you, as I pass the call.
Have a good day, Bubbly.
You too.
Thanks. Brother Eric, are you there?
He had mentioned he wasn't going to be able to do this portion of the call. So
oh, okay. Did he ask anyone to do it, the love
no, he said,
portion of the call?
No, he did.
Okay, he just
no, he
left
did
it.
Not. He said okay. He's still one of the capable. So he put that in capable hands. So I guess whoever wants to step up, it's on you.
All right. If we don't have anybody, I absolutely can step in. Or is that Dion? I thought I heard her say something.
You heard me say something, but you can have it.
No, ma'am. I yield. No, sir. General. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am standing by. Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm standing by, ready to help if you need me to step in. But I absolutely will decrease so that you can increase in that beautiful gift that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that's the call right there. Amen.
How she tried to play me.
No, ma'am, I'm just trying to play you. My ears are alert this morning. Honey, let me just tell you this. I was in a latrine when Officer Eric told us to take our phones off. You should have seen me getting out of that latrine, running in my phone, taking it off mute so I could call out. Bless God, I will not be left off. All right. In your hands, General.
I will not be left behind. Amen.
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 If you missed it, before we start, I'm going to let Tim share his testimony. Tim, go ahead.
So last night, I was asleep. And I don't know if you've ever been in one of those dreamlike states where you're kind of frozen, but you're in half awake stage. And I heard voices in my head, in the background, they were garbled voices. I was listening. I could not make out what they were saying. But there was a bunch of voices kind of gargling and, you know, just unintelligible sounds. And in front of me, there was like black smoke. It was the blackest I've ever seen. It was like clouds and just black, just hovering, just going through changes. And I started saying, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus. And it got more intense and I started to see some eyes or face like coming through, and it was more intense, and I felt my body tense up, and I was just going, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus. And so it just, it seemed like the smoke became greater, and these eyes started coming through, and I said it out, and I finally was able to break it out loud, and I said, Jesus. And all of a sudden, the experience stopped, and it felt like I got hit in the back of my head, just like just a thump. And I woke, I turned around, I turned over to look, and I raised up to see what was going on. And then I just started praying. Now, I've had, well, I call them dream, well, a dream-like, but it was an experience to me of falling, being paralyzed, can't get up. But I mean, every time I've gotten up, but I just called on the name of Jesus, and I thank God for it. It was a scary experience, but I'm not a scary person. It was unnerving, but I knew that God had my back. I knew that God, well, I was in his protection, but it just felt like, because I heard Bumpy say, the devil tried to get her. And I believe that experience was the devil was trying to get me, frighten me, whatever he was trying to do. But I called on the name of the Lord, and I was rescued. And so I sat up for just a moment, and I said, I am not going to let this frighten me or scare me to where I can't go back to sleep. I said, I'm going to be comfortable, and I'm going to go back to bed. So I had went through it, felt like a physical, you know, just an experience. And so after, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, I went back to sleep on purpose, but I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And then I started praying this morning. I don't know if anybody's ever had an experience like that, but it lets you know that spiritual warfare, and I know you know, is real for me. So anyway, I just thank God for allowing me a place to go, a name to call on. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm able to identify with you, and I'm sure several other people are able to do that. It is absolutely indicative of the enemy to, listen, coward, get you while you sleep, you know, completely off. Well, now, what happens is that the Spirit of God lifted up the standard. You knew instinctively. And this is not to scare anybody. Listen, if you don't understand that the enemy is real and that he is able to do only things that God allows him to do, you better wake up. This is not a game. This is for real. We really do engage in spiritual warfare. The call this morning was absolutely on time and in time, especially where God is getting ready to take us. And if you're scared, you should not call anymore. Seriously, this is not for you. Hopefully you won't get that scare that, I don't mean talking about what Tim meant, but like you got to decide. This is a defining moment for people. You've got to decide if you're all in or not. We've had spectators for a while, and we'll still have them. I don't want to get off on that tangent, but Tim, absolutely, you did. That's exactly what I have done. In my heart, I do not believe it is a dream because I was awake enough to be aware. But for me, and somebody else can probably testify to this, for me, that presence or that feeling did not leave until I was able to speak out loud. Listen to this. Catch it.
That's right.
It was not until I was able to. So while he was there, so you do, the adrenaline starts to pump. We need that for that fight, the fight or flight mode, right? So you need that so you can be aware of what's going on. And for me, my experience has been that it kept me from speaking out loud. I could think stuff in my head. Even while I fought it in my head, I was able to fight in a certain way, but it did not flee. It did not, listen to this, it did not flee until I opened my mouth. Why am I emphasizing this? For the people, we're not trying to beat you up. We're trying to get you to identify your sound and use it because your sound is a weapon. It was not until Tim was able to vocalize, make the sound come out of his mouth until that spirit or that presence left. He wasn't afraid to the point where instinctively he knew to call Jesus. That comes from an established relationship, and I'll stop and allow somebody else to speak.
Hey, good morning, family. It's Dee Dee. I know it's spiritual warfare is my thing. I keep my gloves on and in the spirit and in the physical. But when Brother Eric gave our commands this morning, it took me back, and I'm winded because I'm fighting my sinus and whatever. But my spiritual warfare class, that's how Pastor Brown teaches it. It's not subtle because he wants you to always be prepared. And it reminded me of one evening in class, I was sitting there. I wasn't distracted. I probably was sitting in the front talking to somebody because I talk a lot. And when I turned back around, he was right in my face. And he said, see, you got to stay ready. And just how the attacks are going to come. Like Tanya said, like Tim said, Tim, exactly what you described. I've had that happen to me several times. And it really feels like a pressure on my chest. My voice is stifled. I cannot speak. It feels like I'm fighting to breathe. And just like Tanya said, it's not until I fight. It's a fight to get the name of Jesus out. You're trying. You're saying it. I can even, oh, my goodness, I can even imagine it. And everything that you described is exactly what has happened. And the minute I felt like I was pushed forward, I sat up in bed and I was able to shout out Jesus, and everything changed. The atmosphere changed, and there was still a weirdness in the room, but it took a minute. My heart raced, and then I had to pray. I had to call on the name of Jesus, open up my mouth, and declare that I was not fearful, and start just declaring who I was and pleading the blood of Jesus so I can get, you know, pray myself back to peace, to rest in his peace. Because spiritual warfare is so real, and you got to know how to fight. It's not a joke, and it's not to scare you, like Tanya said, but you got to be ready at all times. You don't have time to dial in to declare victory when the enemy attacks, because he's going to attack. He is studying each and every one of us at all times, and he can't read our minds, but he can read our lips. So I just wanted to say thank you, Brother Eric, for that right-on-time message. We have to continue to stay on the wall. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just fight, fight, fight. Love y'all.
Real quick, I didn't hear the declaration this morning, so I don't know what he said, so I don't know if this is any kind of confirmation at all. But I didn't hear it this morning. So if it's confirmation, I praise God for it.
Yes, it is. It was amazing.
You
listen
should go
to the
back.
Listen
you should
to the
go
playback.
Back and listen to it, bruh.
Okay. All right. I will.
It's one of them. It's one of them kind. It was an unexpected. I love unexpected. That's some good stuff, honey. The devil been doing when I was
Wait,
probably.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you hear how many phone was the phone just getting hung up? It seemed like it was more. You could hear all the hang-ups this morning. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just had phones dropping too. I know mine dropped once, and then I was able to call back on my landline. So that was, he was mad. He didn't want us to hear that.
Can you hear me?
Mine was twice, and then I couldn't, when I tried to call back, it told me it was busy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Hey, Adrian,
that's
did you guys hear Adrian?
Yeah, we heard Adrian.
Adrian. He's trying to, oh, okay.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Good morning. I've had a couple of those experiences where I had something trying to stop me. Like, there was a movie I was watching, and it was called Warlock. And in the movie, supposedly, the warlock had the ability to find this book to undo God's work. And I'm like, this is a lie. I mean, this is just something that the enemy wants people to think. And I'm like, you don't have that kind of power. You don't have that kind of ability. And I went to sleep afterward because I'm like, stupid movie. And something cut off my breathing. I mean, to the point where I could not breathe any air in. And, I wasn't asleep, but I wasn't awake. And all I could do was think of the name Jesus. And when I say just thinking the name is power. Because I thought it as loud as I could because I couldn't breathe at all. And if something popped and it was gone, I'm going, okay, so there's power. Even if you can't say the name has power even in our thoughts. Another time, I'm a pretty big guy, and there's very little that can stop me from moving, but something held me on the bed, closed my eyes, and I mean, I couldn't even raise my head or my hand. Nothing could move. And I remember I was always told, don't allow fear to come in, but call on the name of Jesus And so I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something popped, and it was gone. And it's like, okay, so you want to play games here. But I know the name above all names. I know the name that has power. So don't allow the fear to come in. Call on the name, because the name is power. Even if you can only think it, there's still power. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a similar situation that happens to me. Sister Carolyn. So for years I've had situations where I counted to stress work or whatever, but I guess it's also, you know, an attack, you know, spiritual warfare, because I may be going through something and I'll go to sleep and I'll like wake up and I think that I'm not breathing. I'm so fearful. And after a while, it passes and I'm like, but now I'm going to remember what comes to me and what's in there for you.
We can't hear you. Sister Carolyn,
yes.
You're still talking.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
I'm just going to call on Jesus'
That's just
name because...
indicative of it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know if everybody heard me. I was just saying that, I mean, years ago, I used to kind of wake up and be sleepwalking. But anyway, praise God, I don't live on the second floor and I ain't doing that no more. But that was many years ago. But now, several years, because I have stress, have dealt with stress on the job. So I would count it to that, where I would wake up in the middle of the night. But it was kind of like what Tim and what Adrian kind of was saying in terms of, I wake up, but I may even open my eyes, you know, in the house, and I'm like, and I'm feeling like I'm going to stop breathing, is what I'm saying. And then I'm like, oh. And then within minutes, it does pass, and I'm okay. But what I remember now, based on y'all testimony, is to call on Jesus' name when I feel it, when I go through that. Thank you, family.
Because it's coming.
Thank
it's
you, Brother
coming. Those are the rules.
It's the coming. Be ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, as a soldier, ready to stand. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely coming. Those are our rules. That's just how it goes. But to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Incredible, incredible declaration. One that I believe woke everyone up. If you believe in, you got over it real quick. No doubt about it. You got over it real, real quick. Anybody else have anything?
Good morning. This is Trina.
Hey, Trina.
Hi. This morning I was attacked this morning right before I got up. The enemy attacked my mind with fear and so much heaviness. I had to speak the word of God out of my mouth and prayed and told the devil where to go until I got some peace. But when Tim just shared his what happened to him, I want to go back to a short story happened to me about when I was about a teenager or early 20s. Someone broke in my house. And the Lord had, I was sleeping in my bed, and the Lord had woke me up to turn my head to look at the door, because of what I do, I shut my door a little half closed, I noticed that my door was open. Then the Lord had me to turn my head a different direction. I see this person hovering over me, bending down while I'm over there asleep. So the Lord woke me up like I was coming from the grave. And I scream as loud as I can, and he left. But yes, it's real. It is very real. Thank you so much for the declaration, Brother Eric. Y'all have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Well, just so you know, literally an army is rising up, an army of truth tellers, an army of believers, an army of people who know that we don't have time to be afraid. We don't have time to be bound. We don't have time to be fearful and fretful and terrified. The Bible says that the righteous suffereth violence, but the violent taketh it by force. And I'm just glad that I am surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses this morning that know without a shadow of a doubt that warfare is real. This is absolutely positively not a gag. This is no joke. And kind of what Tan said, honey, if you scared, my grandma would say, if you scared, go to church. But yeah, you got to get to a point where you know you don't have time to pray, but now is the time and the hour to fight. And I won't say like your life depends on it, because your life depends on it. Straight up, no middle ground, no maybe, no kind of, sort of. Right now, we are at a time and a season. Somebody needs to mute their line. We are at a time and a season where we have to war. And we have to do it in such a way that the enemy knows we ain't playing. Ain't nobody scared of you. And you could keep coming. It's cool. We get it. No worries. We understand that that's your job. Go and do your job as long as we stay on ours. And so that's the thing that you really need to ask yourself is are you, you know, it goes back to what I said yesterday, where are you? Where are you? What you doing? What you got going on? You distracted? You distracted in such a way that if the enemy felt like it, he could get you? I don't have time. I don't have time for him to think he could get me.
Hey, Dee, you know what I just thought about? Yeah. Is that even if a person is scared, if they are afraid and decide, oh, I don't want to be afraid, that doesn't mean that the enemy won't attack you. It doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't mean that you're exempt from him attacking you in some form or fashion. What we want, all we're trying to do is show you how to make you aware of his devices. Remember Eric talked about studying your enemy? By sharing some of our experiences, it helps you to know of different possibilities. Not just to expose you. It is to let you know that these are some of his tricks and devices. Because think about this. Had Adrian or Tim or Tarina or myself given into that fear and not called on Jesus, I don't know what would have happened. It was just that real. Maybe we would have woken up and lived in fear to the point where we can't sleep well at night. I don't believe I would have died, but I believe that I would have ushered in this level of fear in me that it would affect me from being able to go to sleep or make me afraid of the dark because the boogeyman is coming, you know. But understanding your authority and the power that you have so that if something like that happens to you or when it happens to you or someone that you know, you can let them know what's going on and let them know, you know, some things that they can do to be prepared. And you can invite them to be a part of the call. So it's not like we're saying or I'm saying we don't want you to be a part of. I'm telling you, what I believe is that things are going to heat up because of the doors that God is going to open for Declare Victory, not for Dion, not for Tanya, not for Lisa, not for Dee Dee. There are individual, independent things that God is going to do for our ministries, but I'm talking about Declare Victory as a whole, this organization, and the launching ground really was this Friday. We've been talking about it. We really feel like this was where we were manifested in the earth. I don't know if I'm making sense to you, but our presence was known in a bigger way than we probably even realized. Thank you.
Without question, Tanya, I think that's a very accurate synopsis. Were in sorts, given credibility. Very different than in times past. Anybody else have anything? I know I got to get ready to get prepared for worship this morning, and with that type of word, honey, I cannot wait to give God some glory. Anybody else?
Hey, Sister Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Mrs. Franklin. I'll just share my story. My mom telling me when I was a little girl, I used to get up and sit in the living room in the middle of the night in the dark. And I just stared at her because I didn't remember. And I was like, what did you do? She said, oh, I would call your daddy. And Deidre's sitting in the dark again. And then I was like, what did you think? She said that you weren't scared of the dark. And I looked at Dad in her eyes and I said, and he still talks to me today. And it's amazing what God does. He gets our attention when he wants to talk to us. And just to go back to being soldiers, I just loved how everyone knew to stand at attention and call on the name of the Lord every time, you know, the enemy tried to come in. So I just wanted to say that, you know, God knows what it takes to get our attention when he needs to talk to us. So thank you. Just wanted to share that.
Amen. Yeah, he will use whatever he has to so that you understand, number one, your value, and that you are an absolute asset to the kingdom. During my course of, and not that he never does anymore, but the goal is that the enemy would steal your voice and take your sound. And it's kind of like the little boy that I mentioned the other day, Cadence, who the enemy literally tried to steal his sound, because he knows if he can get us to be quiet, he knows if he can get us to shut up, that nothing happens. Nothing happens. We are silenced into being immobile. And so, you know, once again, are you prepared to fight? Are you prepared to war? Are you prepared? There's that question again, where are you? Where you at? What you got going on?
Hey, before we end it, can I share this? And if you need to go, I can end it out if you want me to. I just wanted to share something about that the Lord quickened me of. So some of you may have seen that I posted about my niece. She had her baby prematurely this Friday on my dad's birthday. But this is what I wanted. This is what the Lord just reminded me of. About 2 weeks ago, she called me. And we were talking about some things, and she said, you know, I had this experience last night. And I said, and she went on to tell me, and it was one of these experiences similar to Tim, where she couldn't breathe. She felt her heart racing. She wasn't awake. She wasn't asleep. Just that whole thing. And, you know, she's 7 months pregnant. Finally, when she was able to call on the name of Jesus, whatever it was left. And she felt like the enemy was trying, or either I can't remember, she said she felt like, or the Lord told her that the enemy was trying to kill her and the baby. What I found out yesterday when I went to the hospital to go and see my to go and see her and the baby for the first time is how life threatening her situation was. The doctor literally came out after they got her. She was there just for a regular appointment. You know, regular two-week checkup. While she was there, she started to experience some difficulties. Her heart rate went up. They couldn't get it under control. They decided to, and then they, because they couldn't get it under control, they wanted to get the monitor for the baby. The baby's heart rate was dropping at a dangerously low rate.
They put him out of the room, had him sign some papers. While he was signing the papers, they were rushing her to OR. She said that she started to sweat profusely and her vision became blurry. And it just reminded me, they ended up giving her a general anesthetic and they literally had to take the baby. As they cut her to take the baby out, her placenta ruptured. Had she been at home, this is what the doctor said, had she been at home and you guys would have called 911, we probably would have lost, this is the doctor, your wife is blessed because we would have lost her from the time that it would have taken for 911 to get her, pick her up, and then take her to the hospital. You are blessed that she was here. It reminded me that when we have these experiences sometimes, it may be a preparation for something that may manifest in the natural. So it could be a form of warning. We just need to be watchful, you all. Very, very often we walk around with our spiritual blinders on like we're in La La Land. It's time for our sound to change in our prayer. It's time for our sound. I'm saying praying with authority, not these now I lay me down to sleep. Oh, God, can you bless this, God? Oh, God, can you do this? And la, 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 Jesus, God, Heavenly Father, God, Heavenly Father. Your prayers, it's time for them to have substance. Even if it means writing them down and reading them as you pray. There's nothing wrong with that. Your prayers need to have substance because there are people's lives who depend on it. Not just when you're on the prayer call praying, but as God sends us out 2x2 and maybe 3x3 or 20x20, however he does, we need to be in position. We need to be in position and be ready all the time. How do you get ready? By practicing during the week. The heat has been turned up. We are a threat. And I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. I've decided that I'm going to start to study the enemy just like he's been studying me. I've decided that I'm still in Joshua. I have decided that I'm going to learn the tactics that God sometimes uses and employs just so that I can be aware of God's strategies as well. Anybody else before we end the call?
I wanted to say a couple of things. One, when Deon was saying the where are you, it took me back to. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just agreeing with you. I'm sorry.
It took me to when God was talking to Adam and he said, "Where are you?" It's like it's not that he's looking trying to find you. It's like, where are you in your walk? Where are you in your faith? Where are you in your love for me? And I recognize that dreams have meanings. They do. We have to ask God what they mean. But there are times when he'll give you a word. Like, he'll just say a word, and it'll, like, resound in your spirit. And, like, I wake up sometimes and I look up the word because I don't know what it is. But, like, one time he gave me the word restore, and he kept saying, and it just kept resounding, so I had to look it up. And then he gave it to me in the scripture, and he said, "A restore of the broken pathways, a repair of the breach." So there are times when he gives you words to let you know where he wants you or where he has you. And we have to look those words up. But I do believe that every dream has a meaning. It may not make sense, but if you ask him to give you understanding, he will give you understanding.
Thank you for that comment, Adrian. Hold on 1 second. Lavelle just texted something in. Right, the devil cannot kill you. He cannot. That's why I was saying don't be afraid of him. Because some of you might be spooked by that. Listen, even attacking our dreams, he has to get permission for that too. God knows you can handle it. And if you blow it, you know, you'll go through it again. You know,
that's why you need a little bit of work.
I'm sorry? Oh, okay. So that's why you want to guard your heart with all diligence. You need to guard your mind as well for putting on that helmet of salvation. I'm really careful. I think I've said this before to you guys. I'm careful about what I watch at night before I go to sleep. because I don't want no any and everything deposited in my spirit. If there is a movie that is like full of violence and stuff like that, not that it's a sin. I'm talking about for me. That's the way that I guard my heart and I guard my mind. I usually try to go to sleep with some kind of word. Like I don't mean it like he's boring, but Charles Stanley. It used to be Joyce Myers. I'm on a Charles Stanley kick right now. Usually I'll put on one of his podcasts when I'm getting ready to go to sleep, and I'll fall asleep almost instantly. I may not remember what I heard, but some word got in my spirit. So I'm very careful about what I engage in before, because I don't want to trigger any kind of evil dreams or bad dreams or have, you know, my sleep be disturbed by something that I could have avoided. So was that somebody trying to speak or not? It might have been just somebody that was off, their phone wasn't on mute.
That sounded like chatter. That sounded like interference.
Okay. Oh, it was actually Lavelle's, his truck radio. I'm sure he just realized he was on mute.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't on mute.
Dion, I can give it back to you, or I was going to end the call because I know.
Go ahead, you're fine.
Okay, so at that, you all, again, we are not to fear the enemy. He does not. I want to drive it home. He does not have any authority over us. He cannot kill us. He cannot make us sin. None of those things. Just want you to be aware. So with that, I want to close in a word of prayer really quickly. I know we've prayed already, but today I feel like we should. So, Father, we thank you for all that our ears have heard. We thank you for that amazing declaration that you gave Eric to give to us so that we can be watchful, so that we can be ready. And we understand and know that your word says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, that he that is in the world is the enemy. And you reign supreme, and you have power and authority over him. So, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that our ears have heard through the testimonies of those that have shared this morning, God. We thank you and we praise you that we understand that we're not in it alone, that there are other experiences that we've had. Thank you for those that are right at the edge, right at the breaking point of sharing their sound so that they understand, Father, how effective that their sound is as a weapon. We ask that you would bless us as we go to our various destinations today. Help us, Lord, when we go to church, as Pastor Lavelle would say, go to service today looking to see Jesus, and Jesus is in our worship. And so, God, we would give you the glory and the praise and the honor today in the matchless name of your Son. Thank Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Y'all have a great day today. Love you. Hear you on tomorrow morning.
All right. You all have a great day, too. Take care, Brother Tim and everyone.
All right, you too, man. Bye-bye.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Be blessed.